I was thinking about the theme of this children's program, Come as a Child. You know, I know something about children. I know they're special. I have seven of them and 23 grandchildren at present. And so I can say that children are special. One thing I learned about children is that insanity is hereditary. You get it from your kids. No, seriously, have you ever thought about the fact that much of what we learned when we were children? Let me read some things that we learned when we were kids. Nobody can pedal the bike for you. And if you wait until you're really sure, you'll never take off your training wheels. Sometimes you have to take the test before you finish studying. And if you're going to fight, use pillows. Before you trade sandwiches, check between the bread. And if you play ball in the living room, you're going to knock over the lamp. You have to eat a lot of cereal before you find the prize. And if you want a kitten, start out asking for a horse. You don't have to own a swing to enjoy it. And it doesn't matter how fast you're running with the ball if you're running in the wrong direction. And sometimes the biggest apple has the biggest worm. And every castle has a dungeon. And you may get bit if you pet the dog when he's eating. And a little kiss can make a big difference. I want to just turn your attention to some words that Jesus said about children. It's from Matthew chapter 18. And in that passage, he said, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, doesn't that sound like kids? Who's the greatest? You know, it's competition. Who's the greatest? But these are men. Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto them, and he set him in the midst of them. And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus tells us here what childlike characteristics people are supposed to have. And the first one that he mentions there in that fourth verse is to be childlike is to be humble. He talks about being humble. You know, you're around kids much, you know that they don't naturally put on airs. They're not prideful. They don't say and do things to impress you. Usually kids are ready to admit their lack, admit that they're needy. And I think to be a child, as Jesus says, humble here, is to simply recognize and admit that you're not in control of your life. You're not in control of things and that you are spiritually needy. You're a needy person, whether you want to admit it or not. That's what it means to be humble. But also, a child is not only humble, but a child is accepting. Little ones possess a level of innocence. They take your word at face value. If you make a promise to them, they expect that you mean what you say. And that simply says that children are teachable. They're teachable. If you're a child, if you come to Jesus as a child, you're going to be like that. You're going to be accepting. You're going to be taking the Bible at face value. You're going to be taking God at his word. You're going to believe what the Bible says about how a person can be right with God and have their sin forgiven and become the recipient of eternal life. Another characteristic I think that Jesus is talking about here when he talks about coming as a humble child is not only to be humble and to accept, but to obey. Now, I know We were all children at one time. We know what it is to disobey as a child, but little ones understand that they should listen to authority, whether they do or not, maybe another thing, but they realize that there is a need for them to submit. And when we come to Christ as a child, we are understanding, we're owning up to our spiritual neediness, and we're coming to a place where we depend upon Him for salvation. That's what it means, I think, to be childlike, to come to the Lord as a child. You know, there's a sense in which all human beings are children of God by virtue of the fact that we are all His creatures. He made us all, and human beings are made in the image of God. So in that sense, we are children of God in the physical sense. However, we should also realize that even though we are made by God in the image of God, we've messed up that image. We've messed up that which God created by our sin. And the only way that that can be remedied, the only way that sin can be forgiven and we can be put back into the image of God that He intended us to be in, is through the salvation that Jesus provides for us as individuals. And that is what Jesus meant when He said, except a person is born again, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. You see, when we're little children, we are born physically, but we need another birth. It's a spiritual birth. That's what Jesus meant. To be born again literally is to be born of God, to be born from the top. And that's the remedy, and that really is what it means to come as a child, to be born again. When you're born again, you become a part of God's eternal family, and you're guaranteed not only a present but a future life with the Lord. I guess it all comes down to this question: have you come as a child? And if you haven't, will you come as a child? Let's just think about that in closing. To come as a child, as I said, is to come humble. So will you let go of your pride? Will you humble yourself and admit that you're not in control of your destiny? Will you humble yourself and admit that you're a sinner and that you're in need of God's forgiveness? Otherwise, you'll never come as a child. Perhaps you've been fighting that because of pride in your heart. You've been fighting that kind of humility. Because if I admitted that, what would that say about me? Well, that would say about you what the Bible says about all of us. We're in the same boat. We're all lost sinners. We're all in need of God's forgiveness and salvation. I said that coming as a child is to humble yourself and to be accepting. So are you ready to take God as His word? You're ready to take the Bible at face value? Are you ready to believe Jesus? Are you ready to receive Him? That's what it means to come as a child. I said to humble, to accept, and then thirdly, to obey. So right now, I want to ask you, will you surrender? Will you give it up? Will you lay down your weapons? Because you're fighting against God, and that's always a losing battle. So will you lay down your weapons and stop fighting God? Would you obey? Would you surrender? Would you obey the gospel by depending completely upon the Lord Jesus, what He came to do? We celebrate Christmas. It's all about God coming in human flesh to take upon Himself your sins. Not merely the sins of the whole world, but your personal sins, and to take those sins in His body up on that tree where He would pay for them by dying the death that you and I deserve to die. And so he came to do that and to accomplish what he did on that tree. So come childlike. That's what this is really all about. That's what our little ones were trying to communicate. I mean, they were cute. And that was entertaining and that was enjoyable. We all get that. But I hope that we saw past that cuteness and got the real message that God's trying to communicate to every single one of our hearts. That if you are a human being, God made you. And he says, I want you to come close to me. I want you to come into a personal relationship with me. And for that to happen, you have to be born anew. You have to become a child spiritually. You must come God's way. So humble yourself. Stop proudly resisting what you know God's wanting to do in your life and has been wanting perhaps for years now. Give it up. Humble. And just gladly accept. It's a free gift. You know, they say there's nothing free in life. The only exception is this gift of salvation. Because it's free to us because he paid the price for us. He paid for it. That's why it's a gift. There's nothing you can do to pay for it. He paid for it in full. You have to take it as you would receive a gift. Not because you deserve it, not because you've earned it, but because it's a free gift that you take. That's what Christmas is about. That's what it's all about. And that's what God's calling you to do today. Come as a child. Come humble yourself. Come accept him. Take him at his word. Come obey him. Submit to the gospel. It's so simple. Sometimes it's so simple we trip over it. There's no need to. Just take God as his word. You want your children to take you at your word, don't you? You want them to believe you when you tell them something, when you promise them something, you expect them to take you up on it, right? I mean, you really do. Well, God is the Heavenly Father. And when he says something, he means for you to take him up on it. He means it with all of his heart. And he promises that if you will come as a child, he will make you his child and you'll be his forever. Let's pause a moment and close in just a moment in a word of prayer. But with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, it would be remiss of me to close in prayer without giving you an opportunity to trust Jesus if you haven't already. And that is simply this. As a child, in humility, say, Lord, you know, I've been so full of myself. I've been fighting against you and against your wonderful free gift of salvation all these years. But today, I want to put up the white flag of surrender. Because I know you love me and you want to save me. And you want me to be your child. I want to be born anew. I want to be born spiritually. I want to be a true child of God.